This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Tell us a little bit about Substratum and what you've been able to accomplish in just the last, this last week, I think you just did the recent test where you got into Iran. Is that correct?
That's right. So Substratum was founded a little over a year ago. We were crowdfunded to fight global censorship. And basically with the premise of being able to decentralize the internet, make it free and open for everyone, everyone have the same access to the same information, and everyone have the freedom to say what they want online. And so we've worked about for the past year along those goals, with our initial goals being China, Russia, and Iran, because those were the three most heavily censored locations at the time. So just in the past week, we've been able to demonstrate that the software really does work, just with a minimal number, 4 nodes. That's all it takes to make the product work. And we've been able to circumnavigate the Great Firewall in China and demonstrate, you know, Facebook in China, YouTube in China, Twitter in China. And then we went on to demonstrate that as well in Russia. The big ban in Russia is obviously Telegram. Demonstrate Telegram working inside of Russia. And then inside of Iran, just about everything is banned. So we went through and did the same demonstration in Iran, showing Facebook, Google, Open Google, YouTube, and Twitter, and some others working in Iran.
It was August the 6th that they took InfoWars off, and then it was about 2 months later, they took off 800 sites. The majority of those were Trump-supporting conservative sites, but not all of them. There was a lot of libertarian sites that did not support President Trump. There were a lot of left-wing sites, some of them that were dancing and celebrating when free speech was taken away from InfoWars, because they're looking at anybody that's not part of the core establishment. And so this is coming very rapidly. The movements that we saw against Gab this weekend are very alarming as well. And there's a data point here. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We got a guy named Jamie Fly, and he was talking at a Berlin security conference, bragging about the fact that they'd taken down these 800 sites and saying there was more to come. Implying they were actually going to take down the websites themselves, you know, not just take them off of social media, but they were going to purge them further on, and calling all of them Russian agents, whether they're conservative, libertarian, or left-wing, they're all Russian agents, and we're going to take everybody down. This is really coming from a guy who worked for the Bush administration. He's a neocon. He's been a project for a new American century and so forth. These are people who are at the core of the establishment. They're nonpartisan, but they are deep state individuals who want to take down everybody with this. And we need to have a product like what you're creating right now.
Well, it really is hitting a point, too, where you just look at the progression over the last year. When we initially started this, again, like I said, we had 3 targets because those were the most highly censored at the time. But just since then, you had the net neutrality repeal in the United States. You have the Copyright Directive Article 13 in the European Union. And that really goes and should push developers to say, hey, Substratum is providing us this platform, this foundation to build on top of. We need to go and start building these new tools that can't be censored using the power of the blockchain and decentralization, because what the European Union one is doing is censoring within the platform and saying basically, if you know, that's why they call it the meme killer, because if you upload something and they basically have to store it and then within 24 hours remove it. Vietnam had almost the exact same ruling. So it really has progressed very rapidly. And when you guys got taken off, I told everybody that, hey, whether you agree with them or not, this is a big thing, and you should be shouting from the rooftops that this is not fair, because the next one could be you.
I appreciate that. And I saw on Reddit where you're talking about the fact you're coming on here and you got criticized by one individual there, said that InfoWars is a societal cancer. And some people took him to task for that. And he goes, I don't care. You violate somebody's terms of services. Well, I would like for this guy, maybe he does know, maybe he works for Google, or maybe he works for a project for a new American century. Maybe he can tell me exactly what it was, because I never received even a warning, let alone 3 violations. I was just immediately.
All right, that's David Knight interviewing the head of Substratum.net, Justin Taub. Now, coming up, there he is, the man of the hour. He's been Alex Jonesified to the next level. Andrew Torba, CEO of Gab. Gab is down right now, and the left and the neocons, they're all celebrating. But nobody got in trouble at Instagram or Facebook where the same guy said the same things, because they're the establishment. It's okay.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The lifeblood of the free internet slips away. Wouldn't it be nice to have free speech again?
The Alex Jones.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Because there is a war on.
It'd go from this to this. Folks, we are joined by Andrew Torba, who has been blamed, his website that was gab.com is now down, content removed off of the hosting provider, their banking taken away, their PayPal taken away, their Stripe taken away, and the left is celebrating it, the mainstream media is celebrating it. And now they want Lou Dobbs, and now they want Sean Hannity. Why, they're saying Lou Dobbs is an anti-Semite. He had the head of Judicial Watch on saying, we sued and got the documents from the federal government. George Soros is funding, with U.S. taxpayer money he gets, these illegal caravans that are human smuggling. And they said, my gosh, George Soros, even though he's a Nazi collaborator, is Jewish. So you can't talk like that, Lou Dobbs. And the Judicial Watch individual, you are banned for life from Fox News. So they're just getting us used to all that, because what he said was true. So to give us the latest is Andrew Torba. I guess we don't have gab.com for now. Hopefully it'll be back up soon. And I noticed you gave us that big exclusive interview, but no corporate media wants to pick it up that the law enforcement praised you. The fact that they understood that he didn't make clear threats on the site, that it was 4 minutes before. No. None of that world exclusive. Gab founder responds to the synagogue massacre and lashes out at the lying MSM. None of that powerful interview. He got seen by all the people at InfoWars.com. But other than that, you'd think the person being demonized and deplatformed, you'd think that that person would end up getting a voice. But like when they have congressional hearings about me and lie, I don't get called to those. No, I sit outside because I don't get to face my accusers. Andrew, thanks for joining us. You can break it all down and give us the latest.
Sure, Alex. Thanks for having me. And that's exactly why I'm on this show. And that's exactly why I'm not talking to any mainstream media outlets. You give me a fair chance. You allow me to speak my mind, allow me to tell the situation from my perspective without any bias. So I really appreciate that. So here's the situation. Last night, we shut down Gab at around 10 o'clock Eastern. We did this preemptively because 9 o'clock this morning, our hosting provider had pulled our service. On the website, you know, we proclaimed that we've spent pretty much the past 48 hours working directly with the DOJ and with the FBI. They have praised us for our work in helping them with this situation and to bring justice to this awful, despicable event. I'm on about 3 hours sleep. That is our top priority. The media can attack us all they want. they're showing up at my parents' home. I just got a text message from my mom. The media just showed up at my parents' home. They're calling old professors. They're trying to get in touch with my brothers and old friends from high school. They're now launching an all-out assault, an all-out character assassination on me, on my family. We're receiving death threats. Why? Because I stood up and built my own platform for freedom of expression and for individual liberty for all people. Why? Because I am working with law enforcement directly, cooperatively, helping to bring justice and see to it that justice is served in this horrific tragedy. That is why they are attacking me. That is why they are attacking my family. That is why they are attacking Gab. These people are disgusting and despicable. And there's no way I'm going to cower. There's no way I'm going to bend the knee. And there's no way I'm going to stop fighting. We are going to get Gab.com back online, whatever it takes. We're going to come back and be bigger and better than ever before. And thanks to the media, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they write. It doesn't matter what these talking heads say on TV. It doesn't matter what these verified blue check marks that no one's ever heard of say on Twitter with their opinions. That's not the real world. You know, 80% of normal working class, blue collar, average people agree with Gab. They agree and want to defend free expression and individual liberty at all costs. And they know that there are disgusting murderers and terrorists and pedophiles all over Facebook, all over Instagram, all over Twitter. And they are not blamed. There is no call for shutdown of these platforms. So, you know what? Here's the thing. Without Gab, the FBI and the DOJ would not have this mountain of evidence for a motive against this alleged terrorist. And, you know, we also wouldn't know that he does not support the president of the United States at all. So I think that might be one reason why the media is so upset, is because now they can't point and say, hey, this is all Donald Trump's fault. Look, this is one of your supporters, because this man did not support Donald Trump. And he made that very clear on Gab. And if he wasn't on Gab, we would not have known that. If he wasn't on Gab, the FBI and the DOJ would not have a mountain of evidence now to prosecute him. So we're really proud to be working with law enforcement, and we will happily take the slings and arrows from the dishonest and disgusting media elites, and we're going to stand tall and fight for free expression and individual liberty for all people.
I got to tell you, you're one of the most articulate people I know, and compared to the heads of other tech companies, you're a wizard. I mean, these guys are bumbling, stumbling buffoons, because they're usually front men and they're also reading off teleprompters. But I'm on Gab, and even more so that I've been banned everywhere else. And I see what's on there, and a minority of it is the Nazis, but they've all been pushed off the rest of the internet. It's not your fault that then you have a free speech venue and they're there. People should go debate them. They should go argue with them there. That's what it's all about. But meanwhile, like you said in your tweets, and I don't know how long you'll have Twitter, because they're calling that to be taken down so you can't respond to these lies, that Twitter is a cesspool of radical Islam, a cesspool of Nazi crap. They leave all that up because it creates division. But it's the libertarians and the people that call out the censorship or call out authoritarian China. It's those of us that are real classical liberals that are being shut down because we're Big Ten, we're popular. We're popular with minorities. We're popular with everybody. And that's why Gab's got to be shut down. That's why InfoWars has got to be shut down. Because we're popular. Because we're successful. And we scare the big tech companies. And we scare the big mainstream media. And now I've got articles here today. Google and Amazon crack down on guns, but still make it easy to find bomb-making instructions. And they're now cracking down on people even talking about guns or being gun enthusiasts. They're now saying, don't use the word nationalist. Oh, that's Nazi. Oh, you can't even say George Soros is behind the caravan, even though he is, or Lou Dobbs will get fired. This censorship is racing out of control, and it's got big tech, government, and corporations behind it, except for Trump. But he needs to act, and act now. What would you say that you'd like to see the president do, or Congress do?
Well, Alex, I think he needs to take antitrust action against big tech. You have a duopoly like Apple and Google that controls 98% market share mobile app distribution, that doesn't allow Gab to have any distribution of a mobile application across, you know, billions of mobile devices. So I think he needs to take action. He needs to take action fast before 2020. And what I want to say is, we just compiled a massive list of hundreds of tweets calling for the death of the president, threatening to kill the president on Twitter. They're all archived. We tweeted them out. And these are allowed to remain. Twitter's allowed to remain. Why is the press not calling for Twitter to be shut down? Secondly, there was an academic study a few months ago that studied every single post ever made on Gab. And what they found is that 94% of posts did not contain any hate speech whatsoever. Now, this is compared to 97% of posts on Twitter. Now, of course, they probably had a different sample size. Who knows? But in our case, they scanned every single post ever made. So what is happening is we are being no-platformed off the Internet because we have 2% more hate speech than Twitter. So is that the baseline? So if Gab gets down to 2% hate speech on a site like Twitter, are we going to be allowed to be on the Internet? Are we going to be allowed to be on app stores? I don't know.
Well, sure, but then they'll just redefine what hate speech is. Now they're saying it's nationalist or not liking Soros' politics. It's not agreeing with them. I want to do one more segment. I know you're very busy. I want to come back and talk about how we support you, where we can visit you now. I guess it's only on Twitter to actually see you have speech for now. They're calling for you to be removed. But founder of group that harassed Ted Cruz tweeted about dead cops assassinating Mike Pence. They're allowed to have hundreds of thousands of followers per account and organize violence nationwide. Why? Because the guy looks like a satanic chicken neck demon. That's why. He's allowed to do this. Meanwhile, Gab does nothing. They're gone.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Torba has to go. His mother's being threatened. He's on the phone with her during the break. All hell's breaking loose. Gab.com is gone for now, but it's still on Twitter at GetOnGab. And it's just crazy how libertarian, how nice Andrew is, and the fact that a very small percentage of their site was even, you know, ne'er-do-wells like this demon in Pittsburgh. But the idea that Twitter and Facebook and all them could have this guy on there. Instagram had him on there. They weren't taken down. So just respond to that, please. Other thoughts, the harassment, when you think Gab will be back up. Andrew Torba.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me. And I am going to run here in a brief second after this statement. My mother just texted me, and she's being harassed by the media. The media is showing up at my family's home and harassing my little brother. So I'm going to have to run to go handle this situation. But what we're doing is we're working around the clock with law enforcement, and I want everybody to know that that is our top priority. We want to see that justice is served for this horrible, despicable monster, number one. And number two, we're working around the clock to get Gab.com back online. We have secured a new hosting provider who unequivocally supports freedom of speech and what Gab is doing. We're working directly with them right now to get the site back up. We hope to be up in the next couple of days. Potentially later tonight, we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you posted certainly when that happens.
All right, please keep popping on my broadcast, David Knights, the others. Again, Andrew Torba, our prayers are with you because we're in this together as the test guinea pigs. But now they're even going after Cabela's. They're going after the NRA. So America better wake up and put their foot down. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that you had an account and said similar things on Instagram and on Facebook. The gentleman that they're alleging, and I'm sure it sounds like it's true. There's a lot of witnesses did this, but you're always supposed to say alleged. Think about that. And, yeah, he's posting anti-Semitic stuff about Trump. In fact, I finally went through this morning and looked at theheavy.com, I think it was, had, like, all of his posts on it, not just a few about bashing Trump. And there were dozens of Trump getting orders from, you know, Nazi-style Jewish cartoons and just all this crap. And the media has just totally dropped that and are still trying to say Trump created the climate for this when this guy hated Trump. And the left is way more anti-Jew or anti-Israel than the right wing is in modern times. I mean, that's a fact. You go to leftist universities or you go to these protests or you go to these events or you go on Facebook or Twitter, they let radical Islam go around to all this really violent, horrible, nasty stuff that crosses the line into calling for violence, and they let the left go around and just freak out over Israel and say the wildest stuff. And then they just turn it all around and then use it against the First Amendment and blame us. And say, Jones is anti-Semitic. He's talking bad about George Soros. And it's just so empty. It's so fraudulent. It's so deceptive. It's so disingenuous. And I see the PR talking point from CNN, MSNBC, the Young Turks. And I see even Cenk Uygur, or whatever his name is, look sick when he says it. He goes, George Soros is a Holocaust survivor who was captured by the Nazis and is a hero. Alex Jones is a horrible liar, should be taken offline for saying that George Soros is a Nazi. Alex Jones is the worst person in the world. That's a quote. And then it was the same thing from Lester Holt and Megyn Kelly and Brian Stelter. And every channel, every show says Alex Jones is wrong. Alex Jones is a liar. George Soros survived the Nazis. Even my old friend Joe Rogan, when Shooter Jennings was sitting there talking to him, I was another host. The point was they talked about it twice, and I played the clip, and he goes, well, you know, Alex lied. You know, I like Alex, but boy, he lied. He said Soros, you know, helped the Nazis. Well, no, Soros was captured by the Nazis. And you're sitting there looking at that. Do I need to come back from break and play him on NPR and 60 Minutes, how he helped the Nazis round people up? I mean, it's in Dinesh D'Souza's new film. And liberal cinemas across the country wouldn't even book the film, even though he's had the number one documentary several times. They wouldn't book it because they're so party line to defend Soros, to defend Juncker, to defend the Nazism, the real Nazism of the EU. I mean, the Ukrainian group that overthrew the elected government literally Heil Hitler and are so crazy they go beyond the Nazis. Their campaign literature and their meetings are giant telescreens that show blonde-haired men and women firing electricity out of their fingertips while they Heil Hitler. A cross between Heiling Hitler and Emperor Palpatine. I'm like, wow, that's a new level. Heiling Hitler and blue electricity shoots out and fries people. And George Soros is funding it. And then this dirty, nasty scumbag has his dirty, nasty collaborator media saying we're the Nazis. I mean, it's actually pretty entertaining at a sick level. This is crazy. This is crazy. And so you stare into the abyss too long, you become the abyss. And I've got to take a vacation. I know you do, too. As soon as this election's over. But I got a sneaking suspicion things are going to get even crazier after this. I forget what you searched to pull up, because they only used the Nazis to storm to power. Then they removed them from leadership. They're still in the parliament. But what do you search? It's like Nazis leading the Ukrainian revolt. New Ukrainian leader is a Nazi. And click images, and it's them actually hailing, you know, Heiling Hitler. And you're like, in 2015, 16, 17? Yeah, that's going on. Oh, but obviously Soros is involved. Oh, you know, he was young when he helped the Nazis round people up. He wouldn't be doing it now. And then he's helping them shoot police and burn down government buildings to overthrow the elected government. And then he goes on Fareed Zarqawi's show. Yeah, they crucify people too. They crucify Orthodox Ukrainians. And so it's the same battle lines of World War II, where the West is pro-Nazi and Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics, that's just the battle lines. And then the East is more Russian and Orthodox. And so that was the battle lines they had in World War II. So it's right back that to again, because, you know, if you're Ukrainian, you know, half of you, your granddaddy or great-granddaddy worked for Hitler. And they don't think Hitler was wrong. So they're just right back in government, hailing Hitler. Oh, and who helped him get into power? Oh, I forgot. The guy that when he was 14, 15, 16 was what was they called, the Nazis called a bloodhound. And that would be a young Jewish person, usually a male, who could trick people and who looked younger than they were so they could insert and find their hidey holes. And that's what he did. He was sent in to find and dig out people like Anne Frank so they could have their brains blown out. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My wife has had this as her ringtone since we met on the phone. So when I call, it's like, and my 18-month-old daughter, last week, I called my wife, and she can see my picture pop up, and she goes, Daddy! So I guess we should call this song in the computer than their daddy. That's pretty close what my wife thinks of, though. Thinks of me as, like, good stuff there. You know, I'm bummed out to hear this, but this is some of the stuff that goes on at Fox News and the new management they have, they try to control Turning Point USA. And I know the folks at Turning Point USA flew back from the inauguration on the same plane as the head of it. Like Candace Owens a lot. She came here. You know, she's great. When they were attacking her and doxing her and the left was going after her, we helped, you know, launch her. Paul Watson did. She talked to Paul all the time on, you know, on private message. Paul Watson of Infowars.com. But she won't talk to me because I'm targeted. I'm demonized. I'm the bad guy. I'm the outsider. Which is fine. But then you get Kanye saying, I'm the matrix breaker, and they even cut that out of the interview. Not Turning Point USA, but the record company that he was there giving the event. This is the level of suppression that's going on. So I'm not doing this interview with Hotep Jesus, to put down Turning Point USA or any of this. I love Candace Owens. I love the work she does. But Hotep was invited in the Young Black Leadership conference at the White House. And I guarantee you, Trump had nothing to do with it. But then he got axed out of there. And then Will Johnson, he does some work with InfoWars. He was there. Trump said, who gets attacked more than me? And he said, InfoWars. And Trump points right up and says, yeah, basically you're right. Nobody had that angle, and it became a big news story. Well, what did Trump mean, or were they saying fake news? I know Trump was agreeing, yeah, InfoWars gets attacked a lot. I don't think as much as the president, but a close second. And so we're going to talk about all that and just, is there a Blixit or Black Exit? Blacksit? How do you say that? That's a Candace Owens thing and Kanye's put out shirts. Listen, I just want white people, black people, everybody to get off the globalist plantation and get back to the nationalist plantation or back to the individual, you know, having power and not being part of some cult or some group. We'll talk to Hotep in a minute, but here is the footage that Will Johnson sent us. Of up close and personal with the president from a different angle when they were talking about who's been persecuted. Here it is.
They're attacking us because we are speaking the truth, changing people's minds, and proving every day that our policies work and that we are really doing what's right and what's good. And I get attacked also. You get attacked. I get attacked all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm just thinking, come to think of it, who gets attacked more than me?
Nobody.
I am.
My news network, InfoWars.
I get attacked. Maybe more than anybody.
Man, look how together Trump is. You got Will Johnson probably three rows, four rows back. Trump looks at him, winks, and goes, yeah, maybe more. So this is how on Trump is. So when they say he's senile in all this, I've seen him a few times slur his words when he gets really tired. But, I mean, I do that myself. People ask me sometimes, I'm like, I'll be on at night. People go, man, you sound like you're a little drunk. You're kind of slurring your words. If I was drinking, I wouldn't be slurring my words. The fact, alcohol gives me energy. But I've been up for 20 hours and I'm not drinking. That's when I'll be slurring the words, seriously. But side issue, Hotep Jesus has reached hundreds of millions of people online. Booksbybrian.com, HotepNation.com, at Twitter for now, at VibeHigh. He's the famous guy for doing really funny, just illustrative points of going into a Starbucks and saying, I hear you're racist. Give me a free coffee to prove you're not racist. And the lady gives him the coffee. We sent our own Travis Knight, and he's white. About as white as you get. And they gave him the stuff, too. So this is crazy. And so Hotep joins us, and I want to get into Trump and the world and what he thinks is going to happen in 7.5 days of the election. But first up, and I'm just saying this because now Twitter and Google are censoring people just talking about the Second Amendment. And that's in the news today. And now they want Trump censored, and now they want the NRA taken off. Now they want Lou Dobbs taken off. And it's like whatever the new person is that gets attacked by the controlled corporate left and the big Twitter brigades, everybody runs away from hoping they don't get eaten next. And then that person gets destroyed or curtailed, and then they move on to the next. And so I just think we should have a big open tent. I don't think Louis Farrakhan should be taken off Twitter, as long as he's not calling for violence. In fact, I think Trump should invite Louis Farrakhan to the White House. You know, I had dinner with Louis Farrakhan privately, and I spent like 8 hours with him. I got tired. I was actually tired. After about 4 hours of dinner, I said, I got to go. He was actually offended. I said, man, dude. How much energy do you have? I can't do it. Because I agree with a lot of what Louis Farrakhan says about have your own community, make your own money, have your own industry, be self-sufficient. The system wants to destroy you. That's true. I don't agree with all the, you know, some of the anti-Semitic stuff he said before. I say some of it because he doesn't say a lot of it. I just want a big, I want everybody to come together. But side issue, I'm ranting. We have our guest on to be our guest. So, and then guest hosting fourth hour, Owen Benjamin's going to be here. Huge pianist. That's not the dirty word. It's huge pianist. He's a big guy. He plays the piano. So, Hotep, good to have you on. What do you want to tackle first?
Alex, what's up, man? Thank you for having me, man. Look, you hit it up. You hit the nail on the head. TPUSA doesn't like guys like us, and that's just the fact of the matter. You know, they have this new trend about NPC. We don't fall into the NPC mold, and the NPC thing is a disease that affects both the left and the right. And we're not infected. We're actually free. You know, Blexit has this new thing where they say we free. If Hotep Jesus is banned, we not free.
Well, did they give you a reason why you were invited? You're very successful, reach hundreds of millions of people, and then you're not allowed anymore.
They said it's the optics from the media. As you can see, the right is still concerned with acceptance from leftist media. Isn't that going against being a free thinker, going against everything Kanye West says, everything that we've been fighting for, goes against freedom of speech?
Well, and you just said it all. This is the answer. They're under, conservatives are still under a trance and care what CNN, MSNBC says about them. And I guess it's true because they can gang up and totally ban people. Look what they've done to me. But are we going to stand up against this? Isn't that the threat?
This was the opportunity to stand up against them. Putting Hotep Jesus on that stage as a speaker would have been a great way to stand up to them, to prove that you are actually for freedom of speech. But as you can see, it seems like these conservative ink players, because that's what they are, only want a seat at the table.
Exactly. Oh, you just crystallized it. I always mean to say that. I've never said it. They think I want to be on Fox News. They think I want to be part of the power structure. No, I want to overturn the whole thing. It's parasitic. It's out of control. I want real freedom. I don't want their whole globalist system where they try to corrupt our children and poison us and all this crap. No, I don't want your system. I want to destroy your corrupt system.
Hey, that's exactly it. If we're not toppling the system, you know, that's what made Trump so great. Him being in there toppled the system. It kind of got him off balance. And that's what we want. But it seems like these people at TPUSA, they don't really hate the left. They just want to stand next to them. They just want that media acceptance. And they haven't defended people like InfoWars and Alex Jones enough.
Well, I'll give some inside baseball out. Candace Owens has dinner and hangs out a lot with Jack Dorsey. And he knows that Trump likes her. He knows that she talks to, you know, the highest people in the administration all the time. And so just so there's no regulation, he sits there and, like, lets her operate and promotes her tweets and everything. And I like Candace, but that's just replacing one form of tyranny with another. And it's look, I know if people want to see at the table, they want to feel like they're included, but I think people show out who they really are by doing that.
Absolutely. It goes against everything Blexit stands for. I like Candace. I have a lot of love for her, but I think that it's disingenuous, I'm sorry, to say that we free when Hotep Jesus is banned.
And when we come back, they even give you any reason? They just said, oh, the optics.
It's the optics, as for Brandon Tatum. I have a tape for sale. If anybody wants a tape, I have the conversation with me and Brandon Tatum. You can have it, and you can see exactly why they banned me.
I like Brandon Tatum, too. I didn't know he was involved in this.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I really want freedom. And I didn't mean to start this interview off getting into our guest being banned, because I was already wanting to get him on at the time we were getting him on and to come back. And then he'd been set up for the young conservative a black meeting that they had there at the White House that was so successful, and then to learn why they did it. Well, it's the optics because of some of the things you've said, or they can be taken out of context. It's just crazy. I mean, the left doesn't disavow Louis Farrakhan. The left doesn't disavow Bill Ayers, and I'm not comparing the two guys to each other. The point is that the right needs to stop being such wimps. I don't even call myself the right. We're trying to take the government back in an insurrection through the Tea Party and through Trump. And you see the country turning around in many ways because we've been artificially suppressed. And so now Americans are basically bargaining with the establishment for better treatment. I want to go beyond that. But Hotep, you were getting into meeting with Kanye a few years ago and how they're trying to suppress him. How I don't want to get into the details, but he's tried to come meet with me. He's tried to set it up. And then literally his people basically threatened to, you know, try to throw him back in a mental institution. Remember a year and a half ago when he endorsed Trump, he said he thought Trump was great. At a concert, they grabbed him and did a Baker Act. You can do that to anybody. And threw him in a mental institution for a week, and he got out because he's fine. He made billions of dollars on his own. He has more talent in his pinky than all those handlers do. But just the idea that he is a captive himself to a certain extent, it's just crazy.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. My heart goes out to Kanye. He's been a free thinker for, you know, since I've been listening to his music and have known him as a person. I've been a great fan. Like I told you, I met with Kanye when I worked with 50 Cent a few years ago, and, you know, he walked around with a team of at least 7 to 8 deep. It seemed like a really strong team. He seemed like a really smart dude, passionate dude, very authentic, very loving. But even him, the great Kanye, is still being, I guess we can say, governed. But I don't mean governed as in far as there's a system above him, but as a governor on an automobile to make it slow down. You know, there are people trying to impede his progress.
Exactly. They've got balls and chains tied to his legs.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. Because, you know, like you said, when you talk about his rant about Jay-Z and, you know, Trump, and when they try to put him in a mental institution, it's not that what he's saying is crazy. What he's saying is just not what people are used to hearing. Therefore, it makes it abnormal and crazy. But what he's saying is what millions of people are thinking and are afraid to say, because they don't want to be attacked. They don't want to be banned from opportunities throughout life.
And that's it. To watch people grovel to the system, even though they know it's not right, because they want to curry favor and they want their global social score online to say they're bowing down. Well, as soon as you bow down to evil, to little evil, it's a slippery slope. And now all the big tech companies are helping China arrest Buddhists and Christians and killing them. So, I mean, that just shows how far they'll go. These tech heads will do anything.
I mean, isn't it quite odd that we've had these recent tragedies in the media? One of them you called about this CNN committing a false flag against themselves. But I think it was ironic how the timing of that coincided with this black meeting and also the walkaway event. And I find it quite strange that that stuff popped up and overshadowed some of the things that could have been great for the MAGA movement. But it's strange times we're living in here, and people like us got to be careful.
All right, I've been asking some questions here, but you've always got great points you're making yourself. What's front and center for you right now? What's on Hotep Jesus's radar?
On my radar right now is I'm going to say it in a different way. I think we need to empower right-wing venture capital, and we need to empower right-wing tech. We have to start building software. We have to start building hardware, machines, AI. We have to get into drone game. Right now, drones are being controlled by an Asian company called DJI. And drones are going to be, surveilling our skies. They're going to be a part of our life. They're going to be delivering our packages. They're going to be delivering our food. And when you see things like Asian companies putting bugs in Apple phones and, Apple computers and able to intercept messages from our government. Now take that and multiply that by the millions of drones that would be flying our skies. We have to start manufacturing things in the technology space of our own. And we have to start controlling venture capital, because all the venture capital is going to left-wing corporations. 40% of every single venture capital dollar goes back to YouTube, actually Google and Facebook. So we have to start creating new advertising channels and supporting people like you and getting on the blockchain, et cetera, et cetera. But that's my focus right now is tech and VC.
Oh, man, are you right? There's this giant tech revolution and robot revolution to replace us, and drone revolution. And just like Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex and the university complex is what he first said, as you said, Google and Alphabet, these companies, they're the new DARPA, and they're doing it all for control and all to displace people. And then China, who's shown that they'll suppress their people like nobody else, they've killed 5 times what Hitler did, and we're just totally embracing it, and they treat their people like lower than crap. And so that shows the great sucking sound, like Ross Perot said, we're all going down to that level.
Yeah, if you look at the Netflix show Black Mirror, there's one on there about living your life through social media, and, you know, you had a rating score from 1 through 5. And if you were a 5, you were afforded more privileges. And that's the case right now, I believe, in China, where if you don't have a certain social status, you don't even get, I think, access to a passport. And I look at China and I look at the UK and Europe as testing grounds. We do it in marketing. We test in, you know, third markets. And, you know, I think those are testing markets for what they want to bring here to the United States.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They admit that. And so imagine, folks, oh, you don't do what we want socially. You can't have a job. At bank account, you can't fly. But see, you're like, well, I'll just comply. But they can always ratchet it up, which they do. Once you comply, the sky's the limit. Hotep, where do you think they want to take us? Where's the end game of this system? Cashless society, world government? Sounds like revelations to me.
Yeah, all of that. Endgame, it looks similar to the Terminator movies. When we think about drones and we think about AI, we think about robotics like we see coming out of Boston Dynamics, I think we're going to see a real technology revolution. And I see man versus machine, just like all of the, you know, Matrix movies have talked about. We're going to see that, but in a very real way. Back to the Future was definitely on point in some aspects. But I think it's going to be, you know, you're either one with the bots or you're going to be oppressed, like, really bad. And I think that we're going to see, you're going to see underground bots, you know, that could be drones that are detached from the system, or what do you call it, jailbroken. We're going to see the underground internet, you know, with the deplatforming of InfoWars, the deplatforming of Gab. I think we're going to have a huge thing happening either on the deep web or the blockchain, new internet, trying to create something. But I think we're going to go into that now socially. We're going to go into a place that's like Demolition Man, where you say a curse and then a ticket pops out of a machine.
Oh, that's their plan. Exactly.
Yeah. And then there's that whole chip thing, right, that everybody's not paying attention to and we've almost forgotten. So everybody's going to be chips.
And now they admit the world government plan is that. And then so what's the end game after that, though?
The end game after that is complete NPC mind state. So there's another movie, I want to say it's Equilibrium, and it's completely desensitized people to not even feel anymore and just turn people into robots.
That's it, exactly. The robots take over by making us robots.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going to happen because, and then you're going to have the underground people who just are unlocked, detached, and not of that NPC mind. But the people are going to be the new NPC mind. They're going to be the hive mind. And that's what they're going to use as the force, or the police force, or the social force to keep the rest of us in check, just like they do now with the TPUSA ban of Hotep Jesus.
And again, oh, sounds reasonable. And then it's more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And it's crazy. We're going to go to break in a minute, 5 more minutes with you. But I want to ask you this question. Obviously, this fake pipe bombs, they're fake. The whole thing just stinks. It's right out of Hollywood. But the Jewish Center, that gets even crazier. We've seen the pre-programming. I don't know exactly what's wrong with all this, but you just look at the whole picture. Something is synthetic here.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as the thing hit, you know, I put my tinfoil hat on. I said, what would Alex Jones say? And sure enough, he'd say it's a false flag, and I thought the same thing. I didn't think anything else. It was just suspicious that this thing will pop up. And like I said, I thought it was funny that it coincided with the Black Leadership Summit at the White House with Trump, and it coincided with, you know, even Trump had to give his announcement of catching whoever the guy was allegedly was.
Stay right there. Exactly. All of it was meant to overshadow the Blixit and black folks waking up tonight and be Republican. Just get off the Democrat plantation. I mean, my God, that is the KKK, folks. The Democrats are race-based crazy people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.